You might already know that Tom Benson Chevrolet is celebrating 55 years in the automotive business, but you probably don't know that they're also avid hunters and sportsmen, owning and operating the award-winning Benson Farm and Ranch that has produced some of the most outstanding trophy bucks in South Texas. Come by Tom Benson Chevrolet and check out the great deals on certified pre-owned 2010 Silverado pickups, Suburbans, and Tahoes with low mileage and extended warranties. So stop by Tom Benson Chevrolet. They're over at 9400 San Pedro, just two blocks north of Loop 410, and tell them Cable Smith sent you. Good morning, Texas. Cable Smith welcoming you to the Lone Star Outdoor Show. That's our own Brandon Ryder covering the classic Don Williams number. I tell you what, that song puts me in a great mood. I'm thrilled to be here with you on this beautiful Texas morning. I've got a great show lined up for you. Off the top, we'll visit with my buddy Mike McKinney of WTHO Outfitters, and we're going to get into a little West Texas Aw Dad talk. Then a very special treat, Brian the Pigman Kawaka drops in, and we'll get good and bloody as we cover anything and everything having to do with stick and feral hogs. Lastly, one of the best acts going right now, my man Jamie Richards, will drop in to talk a little music and a lot of bass fishing. So it should be a great show, one that I am really excited about. Real quick here, remember to keep sending me your best outdoor photos for your chance to be our March Photo of the Month winner. In addition to having your photo framed by Texican, you'll also receive a Sport Dog Basic e-collar from Tritronics valued at $300. Just email me your photos to cablewaco@yahoo.com. We've got great monthly prizes, and of course, you'll be entered into our grand prize photo of the year contest as well. Let's see here. Other stuff I want to mention. Oh, yeah. The Yahoos over at PETA are at it again, and now they're picking on poor Mike Tyson. Iron Mike's new show, Taking on Tyson, has recently come under fire by PETA. The show is based on Tyson's love for pigeons and pigeon racing. And PETA claims that Mike's love for pigeons is misguided. And I quote from PETA Vice President Lisa Lang, "If Mike Tyson truly loved birds, he would fight for their protection, not force them into a race that tears them away from their families and subjects them to injuries, exhaustion, and death." "It can only be a traumatic experience, as evidenced by the fallen pigeons who succumb to storms, shotgun pellets, and collisions with high-tension wires, who are often found starving, exhausted, and a long way from home." Are you kidding me? Oh, man. All I can say is, wow. Leave poor Mike Tyson alone. He's been through enough. And if you drive him to snap, well, I hope he takes it out on one of you freaks. One other thing here. Texas Wildlife Services is experimenting with a poison that could be used to help control our feral hog population, and I will get y'all more info on that as the situation progresses, but it appears to be a really legit possibility where a unique feeder has even been built that hogs can access, but deer and other animals cannot. So interesting stuff there for sure. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we're whacking Monster Aw Dad with Mike McKinney. You're listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show.
I met a girl when I was down there. She showed me to a room that I know now. You can always get tired of something you love. Sometimes rain's the only thing that comes from above.
A place to shoot is South Texas's premier shooting facility. We have a complete rifle range featuring five different distances out to 300 yards. A pistol range with gravity-fed targets, skeet, trap, crazy quail, and country doubles. We offer everything for the shooting sportsman. New and used firearms, reloading supplies, scopes, and ammo. If we don't have it, we can usually get it within 2 days. Also offering CHL classes. Located just outside Loop 410 on Morrison Boulevard in South San Antonio. Call 210-628-1888. A place to shoot, open 7 days a week. Call 210-628-1888. Southern Deer Stands manufactures the only high-quality, lightweight, aluminum-insulated hunting blinds on the market, providing years of use without any maintenance. That's right, no more rotting, rusting, or repairing. Just hunting. Southern Deer Stands product lineup includes tower blinds with staircases, trailer blinds, and ground blinds on skids. We also have deer blind windows, doors, tower stands, and more. Whether you need one or 20 blinds, we'll deliver and set up right on your ranch or lease. Call Rob at 214-551-1530 or visit us at www.southerndeerstands.com.
Listen up, fellas. Deer season is come and gone, and it's time to start thinking about next fall's big bruisers. And there's nothing better for your whitetail herd than Pogue's Buck Buffet Spring Blend. It's a pre-inoculated blend of nutritious legumes, including mixed cowpeas, soybeans, lab, as well as Paradovic sunflower and cream grain sorghum. One bag will plant an entire acre. Visit PogueAgri.com or call 830-583-3456 today. Also, be sure to check out Pogue's Bird Buffet and Be Wild Bundle Flower. That's PogueAgri.com today.
Alrighty, landowners. Are you sick and tired of having your pastures rooted up by those nasty feral hogs? Tired of losing calves and livestock to coyotes and bobcats? Then call on the pros at Nueces Helicopters. They specialize in predator control and cattle herding. Want an idea of how many deer are on your place? Nueces Helicopters also does game surveying and aerial photography. Call Avery Kibbe at 361-537-7703 or check them out at NuecesHelicopters.com. And let the pros help you. Visit NuecesHelicopters.com. You might already know that Tom Benson Chevrolet is celebrating 55 years in the automotive business, but you probably don't know that they're also avid hunters and sportsmen. Owning and operating the award-winning Benson Farm and Ranch that has produced some of the most outstanding trophy bucks in South Texas. Come by Tom Benson Chevrolet and check out the great deals on certified pre-owned 2010 Silverado pickups, Suburbans, and Tahoes with low mileage and extended warranties. So stop by Tom Benson Chevrolet. They're over at 9400 San Pedro, just two blocks north of Loop 410, and tell them Cable Smith sent you.
Listen up, y'all. The Wild Hog Explosion is coming to Bandera, Texas this March 18th and 19th. Festivities include the Wild Hog Catch, DTBA Barbecue Cook-Off, Bicycle Rodeo, Arts and Crafts, and of course the All-Bike Rally at Poker Run. It's the one-of-a-kind Wild Hog Explosion, March 18th and 19th in Bandera. Visit wildhogexplosion.com or call 803-796-4447 today. It's Wild Hog Explosion. It's the event you don't want to miss. Check out the Wild Hog Explosion at wildhogexplosion.com.
You better check your pulse, because you ain't lived yet till you see.
Great stuff there from our old buddy Justin Bowerman. That's a fresh take on a classic, Duck Blind. It's the name of that one. Justin and the rest of the band are actually putting together a full CD, and the rumor is that Mike McClure is producing, so that's pretty cool stuff. Can't wait to see what they lay down. If you're just joining us this morning, you are tuned in to the most entertaining, educational, and conservation-minded outdoor programming on the airwaves. This is the Lone Star Outdoors Show, and I'm your host, Cable Smith. Thrilled to be here with you, by the way. Let's go ahead and get the ball rolling with our first guest this morning. He's an expert in guiding hunts for West Texas Trophy Audad. This is a hunt that is on my bucket list, and I'm sure it's on a lot of y'all's out there as well. So I'm really excited to have an authority on the subject chime in. It's my pleasure to welcome WTHO's Mike McKinney to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, man, it's my pleasure, Mike. Now, you've been involved with the show for some time now, but this is the first chance that we've actually had to visit on the air. So why don't you tell us a little bit about the background behind WTHO?
Well, it's comprised, you know, it's a bunch of landowners that I've met over the years guiding out of high school. And we've developed a relationship over the years, and with that relationship, we've been able to keep our prices down to the hunters and not charge an arm and a leg for our hunts. And it started about 3 years ago with just a couple small ranches ranging from a few hundred acres to a few thousand acres. And now, you know, we're up there. We have some larger leases available, bigger properties, all offering free range hunts in West Texas. Uh-huh. We specialize in free range and fair chase, and that's what we're all about.
Right on. And now, Mike, I know that you guys do mule deer, and you obviously do Audad, which excites me the most, but you guys do a bunch of other stuff as well.
We do whitetail, free-range whitetail in the San Angelo area. We also do a lot of turkey and hog hunts. We also do quite a bit of predator hunting in the wintertime in the West Texas area, plenty of coyotes to call. You know, we do some free-range elk up in the Sierra Blanca area. We do a little bit of it all. Actually, right. Summertime we have the exotics,
If it can be hunted out west, you guys are all over it. Well, let's talk about the Audad here for a second. You're running a Lone Star Outdoor Show special right now, and I've been following along on some of the forums like the THF, and I gotta admit, I'm a little jealous of some of these pictures that I've been seeing where your clients are posing with just absolute monster rams. So tell us a little bit about that special that you're running right now.
Exactly. Yes, we sure have. We're running that special right now. And on these hunts, you know, we don't like to shoot rams under 30 inches, and they're not easy hunts. You know, you need to get out there, hike, glass, and chase after these Audad all day long, but it's well worth it. And so far, it's been success on these hunts.
Okay, and just a little background information on the Audad, also known as the Barbary sheep. They are not native to Texas, not native to the U.S. They were introduced, now considered an invasive species. They compete with the bighorn sheep for habitat. Therefore, there's an open season on them, which is great for hunters because they are a lot of fun to pursue. And that makes for a very challenging yet rewarding hunt. Now, Mike, how far away are you when you first start looking for these herds?
On a typical hunt, we're locating these herds roughly about a mile and a half away in most situations. We're glassing from our camp in most of our locations. Mm-hmm. And from there, we're stalking in. The average shot is about 300 to 400 yards on these sheep. It's really hard to get under closer in this terrain. It's wide open, barren, rocky, rim rock country.
So it sounds like you need to be in somewhat decent shape before you head out.
It's not for the faint of heart, but it is not. You need to be in good physical shape. We're up 2 hours before light, and we're coming back off that mountain sometimes at midnight if we get one.
Mm-hmm.
But there are ranches we have set up for the less physically able that we are lucky enough to have a few come into protein feeders or a better road system that we can glass from the roads. So we can set anyone up out on these hunts.
Oh, I love the physical aspect of the chase. When I went blue grouse hunting in New Mexico this past fall, they said you'll walk 6 or 7 miles for every blue grouse that you see. And they weren't kidding, but it made it so much more rewarding when you finally got one. And it sounds like with Audad, y'all have it set up to where you can make it as physically demanding as you want to, which is great.
Right, correct. You know, we have properties in the Big Bend region that those are the rough country hunts, but we have other properties in the Devil's River area that we could have someone less physically able out on.
Very well. Now, tell us a little bit about the Lone Star Outdoor Show special rate that you're offering right now.
Okay, we're booking for the fall and winter out there in Ozona, and we're running that special. It's if we can get a couple people out, 2 to 3 people out at a time, we're doing $28.50 for the hunt. You know, that's a fully guided hunt, all your meals, your lodgings included, one mature ram of your choice, and you're looking at a ram in about the 30 to 34 inch range that you're going to be able to harvest, possibly bigger. We do all your caping, we hike it off the mountain for you. Pretty much all you need to bring is your rifle and your camo.
Well, it sounds to me like it's the perfect Audad package, but you guys are also booking for mule deer and everything else right now as well.
Right. We have self-guided hunts, we have season leases available, and we even do some guided hunts.
Well, I'm going to have to take you up on it sometime soon because nothing would look better than a 34-inch trophy ram in my study, I tell you what.
Anytime. It'd be a pleasure to have you out.
Well, I'm going to take you up on it. I guarantee you that. Y'all be sure to check out the website, westtexashunt.com. Tell Mike you heard this interview, and you'll save a pretty penny on your next WTHO adventure. Hey, Mike, it's been a real pleasure, man.
It was good talking to you.
Likewise. And by the way, save me a nice ram for this fall. Don't shoot them all now.
Will do.
We'll talk to you soon, man.
All right. Thanks.
Well, there he goes, our very own Mike McKinney of WTHO, West Texas premier outfitter. I tell you what a nice guy. And you never hear a bad thing said about the guy. All of his clients, they'll tell you that he hunts hard and he ain't quitting until they're satisfied. So if you're serious about taking advantage of our awesome West Texas Audad resource, then definitely give Mike a call. We do have to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk to a good old Central Texas boy. It's the Pig Man, Brian Quokka. Coming up next, you're listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show.
Well, I woke up early Sunday morning. I had myself a piece of toast. Had $50 in my pocket. Gonna chase myself a ghost. Went down Camino Espinosa.
Listen up, ticket heads. When you harvest that wall-worthy trophy, there's only one choice, Rustic Reminders Taxidermy. My friends Josh and Becky have over 19 years combined experience in taxidermy and reproduction mounts. Whether you take down a 200-class whitetail, an African rhino, or a trophy largemouth, Rustic Reminders does it all, producing top-quality mounts while maintaining focus on quick turnaround time. Located between San Antonio and New Braunfels, call Rustic Reminders at 210-317-7292 or visit www.gr8mounts.com. That's gr8mounts.com.
Listen up, y'all. The Wild Hog Explosion is coming to Bandera, Texas this March 18th and 19th. Festivities include the Wild Hog Catch, DTBA Barbecue Cook-Off, Bicycle Rodeo, Arts and Crafts, and of course, the All-Bike Rally at Poker Run. It's the one-of-a-kind Wild Hog Explosion, March 18th and 19th in Bandera. Visit wildhogexplosion.com or call 803-796-4447 today. It's Wild Hog Explosion. It's the event you don't want to miss. Check out the Wild Hog Explosion at wildhogexplosion.com.
You might already know that Tom Benson Chevrolet is celebrating 55 years in the automotive business, but you probably don't know that they're also avid hunters and sportsmen. Owning and operating the award-winning Benson Farm and Ranch that has produced some of the most outstanding trophy bucks in South Texas. Come by Tom Benson Chevrolet and check out the great deals on certified pre-owned 2010 Silverado pickups, Suburbans, and Tahoes with low mileage and extended warranties. So stop by Tom Benson Chevrolet. They're over at 9400 San Pedro, just two blocks north of Loop 410, and tell them Cable Smith sent you. There's a Texas-sized buzz rippling through the fishing industry as Brass and Blades lures have taken center stage. State-of-the-art engineering offers a unique double hook, custom blade, exclusive anti-roll bend design, and even a semi-flex hook joint that bends with the movement of the fish. Brass and Blades boasts the premier lead-free buzz and chatter baits on the market. Check out Brass and Blades lures at www.brassandblades.com. Made for real fishermen by real fishermen. It's the bait with twice the bite. Visit brassandblades.com and see for yourself today.
Hi, I'm Fred Eichler, and you're listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show.
Well, I was rolling down the road in some cold blue steel. I had a blues man on the back, and he'd be dishing out the wheel. We're going downtown in the middle of the...
Oh, yeah, little ZZ Top, getting your Saturday morning started. I'm Cable Smith, welcoming you back to the presentation. And this segment is proudly brought to you by Texas Hunting Company and my buddy Brian Moore, who has the best rates on capsule game feeders. Call 214-803-7539 today or visit texashuntingcompany.com. Well, without further delay, it's my pleasure to welcome one of the Lone Star State's own. His specialty is raining hellfire and brimstone down upon feral hogs. Brian, the Pigman Kowaka.
How you doing, man?
I can't begin to complain, man. I live in the greatest state in the Union. Been enjoying this fine weather. I get to talk about hunting and fishing for a living, and I'm thrilled to have you on the show.
I'm flattered, man. Heard good things about you guys, and you're a Texas dude, so you're already an ace in my book. And what do you think about it? You get to do a little pig hunting yourself, or am I going to have to break in?
Well, you can take me pig hunting anytime you want. I mean, I get out there occasionally. I was fortunate enough to go on my first ever hog dog hunt 2 weekends ago, and I tell you what, harvesting a hog with a knife, that's an adrenaline rush, man.
Yeah, it's definitely, it's from a TV show or a producer's standpoint, it's a nightmare because you run two videographers or producers in the field, and it just seems like we always catch the smallest pigs or the pigs get bait in a spot where you can't get the camera into them. You know, hog dog hunting's wild, and I think, you know, a lot of people kind of discourage doing it, but I tell you what, man, it is unreal.
It was something like I've never experienced before in the outdoors, but I tell you what, my favorite part was watching those dogs work.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, our dogs, I'm going to tell you something about our dogs. We, when we started hog dog hunting, we devised a camera mount to go on a cut vest that a dog actually wore, which has recently been knocked off by some of these jig shows on some of the bigger networks. They try to mount the cameras the same way, but we've modified the mount a little bit with a spring mount, and being able to see what those dogs see is wonderful. And I tell you what happens, man, the dang dogs are the superstars of the show. I've had a million people ask me about certain dogs in particular, and you know what, It's not condoned by a lot of organizations, but you know, and you live here, man. Uh-huh. You're from Texas. It's an absolute tool. People ask me all the time, Brian, millions of times, how many pigs do you get off of property by bow hunting or gun hunting? And what do we need to do to eradicate pigs from our property? There's one way. And that's dogs. You're not going to kill them all with a helicopter. That's not ever going to happen. Because once you fly them and shoot at them one time, 75% of the pigs that survive that onslaught is wise to that chopper. And as soon as they hear that chopper, they're going to lay down. Or they're going to get in brush, and you ain't going to push them out. Mm-hmm. Dogs is the only solution.
Right on, man. And my friends were running mostly Catahoulas when we went out with Pit Bull and American Bulldog catch dogs. What do you like to run?
We run some plod hounds, a lot of black mouth cur, Catahoula leopard. You know, I really like if you get a good one. For most part, a Catahoula is a hard-headed, no-minding. But when it gets right up to getting to the pig, you know, they can really handle themselves, and then it's time to turn the bulldog. But just recently, I picked up a breed of terrier. Mm-hmm. That a gentleman by the name of Ellis Decker made pretty famous. And they're a lot like what you call, guys call a jagged terrier. But basically what these dogs are a 50-pound rat terrier is what they are. And I hunted behind a dog like this in Africa. And unreal for a fine dog. And when you get to the hogs, they're so fast the pig can't cut them. So I've got three pups right now. And in about 7-8 months, I'm really looking forward to getting them in the field.
Right on, man. Now, Brian, you're a good old boy from Central Texas.
I don't know about that, man.
Well, my question is, did you ever think all this was possible just based solely on your love for killing pigs?
You know, of course I had a dream that it would be this big, but I tell you what, I think we're successful not because I'm extra good on camera and not because we got good hunting destinations. I have the best team in outdoor television, from my post producer to my field producer to my, and I'll tell you who don't get the credit. That's the guys within my show. Keith and Clinton and Herschel and my old man Dap. These guys, if you don't have supporting people like that, you will never, ever be successful. And I tell you what, I've been very fortunate. And I'm overwhelmed. We're way over and above where I ever thought about being. You know, I had a Telly Award, you know, in our first season. And, you know, it's been crazy. And then check this out. I get asked to do, we got a little, looks like somebody may be headed over to catch a pig. I got the lights on. Anyway, we got Telly Award, been in USA Today, been in Smithsonian Magazine. I'm the feature article in Boar Hunter Magazine now. This year I won Host of the Year through the Viewer's Choice Awards for Sportsman's Channel. I just told you my man from Under Armour says we're the best show on outdoor television. I mean, what else? I don't know what else to do. I think I'm pretty much peaked. Hopefully I can stay focused. And let me tell you this, the key to success, be exactly who you are, do exactly what you do, and be truthful about what you do. And the American hunters, my fans, are the best group of people on the planet because they recognize what I'm doing is bringing them something that everybody else is scared to bring them. And that's exactly what I said. I hope some of these other hosts are listening to me. I said you are scared to bring them the truth. Bring them the truth. Don't sugarcoat it. Don't always kill the biggest animal, and don't try to have an ego big as a building, and you would be successful in outdoor television.
Right on, brother. Now, let's go back to the beginning of all this for a second. Where did this disdain for feral hogs originate with you? Do you remember the first hog that you ever killed?
Yeah, I do, actually. We had a family deer lease in Centerville, Texas, and that was some of the first times. I thought, what in the hell is that thing? And my dad, you know, I was pretty young, and we started seeing them. And, of course, back then we wouldn't shoot them because we're trying to kill the biggest deer possible. Then I started getting calls from different people about feral pigs, and I think I shot my first one. I was actually, a lot of people say when I was five. I don't know where that story come from. That actually didn't come from me. I was about 8 years old when I shot my first one, and I tell you what, Jack, when I shot the first one, he squealed, I mean, for 30 seconds, run up into the brush, and I thought, man, I mean, I was just shaking all over, and I thought, this is the greatest thing in the world. You know, and then where I'm from around the Mahia area, you know, there's a lot of pigs, but they're a little more north of us. And we started bow hunting a lot for pigs. And then, of course, I did that, you know, all the way through high school. And then when I got married, I moved down into Pig Central, which is around like Limestone. And, of course, you know, we was having problems on our family's property, and it just went nuts, man. And I guess some of these outdoor TV people started finding out about me. And so I said, hey, we want to go hunting with you. So I did a couple shows.
Mm-hmm.
American Archer was one of them. I did Quest for the One on Versus. And the producers were like, man, that dude right there made my host look like an idiot. So they just, he was like, dude, you should do a show. Sportsman's Channel contacted me, and the contract started flying around. And I can guarantee you there's a whole lots of people at Sportsman's Channel will tell you we're the number one show on their network.
Oh, well, there's no doubt about it. And what an honor to get the Telly Award for Host of the Year in your first season.
Well, you know, like I say, man, getting a Telly, being in the USA Today, being in Smithsonian Magazine, which is an uppity magazine, 7 million circulation, then getting the Viewer's Choice Award for Host of the Year. I mean, and I'm going to tell you something. This is big. Where we are big. But what I'm doing, what I'm in the process of doing right now is unreal, unprecedented in outdoor television. We're about to escalate it to a brand new level. All I can say is hang on. So I guess I got one question for you.
Yeah.
You're an outdoorsman and you like the pig hunt, so what do you think about my show?
Now the pig man's interviewing me. And Brian, I think your show is the most honest thing in outdoor TV. And I tell you something else, when you combine that with your personality and the rest of your crew, Dap, Keith, well, I mean, you got a very special thing going on, and it's pretty dang entertaining, my friend.
But what we want you to do is, I want you to see what I see, I want you to feel what I feel, and I want you to know that when I was in South Texas last season and I was bow hunting Neil Guy, I hit one with a bow, and I did not recover that animal. We brought dogs in. We spent 2 days down there, and it was a great shot. I don't know what happened. That place was really grown up. I do not lose animals. That don't happen. We tried again the next day with dogs. I said, this is it, man. Break out the 375, put the bow up, and got it done. I will go back down to South Texas and redeem myself. Our schedule this year is New Zealand. The Wild Bulls, you've seen that episode. They whooped me last year because I won't take a frontal shot,
mm-hmm.
simply because that particular bow at that time, I didn't have enough poundage. But now I'm shooting a Quest Primal at 90 pounds. I'm getting 107 foot-pounds. And I'm shooting a big enough Grim Reaper broadhead that I know I can get into them bulls anyway. I will kill a bull in New Zealand. I'll kill a stag. We're going to shoot some pigs. And then I go right out of there. We come back for our Los Cazadores Hog Dog contest. Hopefully we place really well in that. And here's the deal. They are hog hunters that's as good as me and better. I'm just fortunate enough to be full enough hair that people like to watch me on TV. You know, I don't buy lottery tickets no more, Big Daddy. That's over. Because I've already won the lottery. I'll never win the lottery twice.
Yeah.
So, you know, and then we go right into Africa, probably going to do Cape Buffalo, hippo, crocodile, bush pigs. And then what I'm really excited about for 2012, about July, I'm going to go into Cameroon and be there for 30 days, and I'm only going to hunt giant forest hog.
Oh, that is awesome.
Yeah, you know, and I don't know if you knew this or not, but my New Zealand pig that I killed last year is the South Pacific world record with a bow.
Yeah, that thing's a monster, man.
So hopefully that bush pig, you know, I can do a get close in SCI. I would love to shoot a world record bush pig with a bow, and I'd love to have the forest hog from Cameroon. Now, I'm on a mission, man.
I believe it, man. You got a lot of stuff coming up on the horizon.
But I'm going to tell you something. You know, a lot of TV shows, and I was this way, you know, early on. This was my thought process until I really started producing television. Take what you can get sponsor-wise, trying to make a, you know, turn it into a business, make a little money. That's our ultimate goal. My idea was to get the biggest brands, and that's exactly what I've done, and I've picked, and I've choosed. And I'm sold out for 2 years from an advertising standpoint. And remember this about me if you don't remember nothing else. I believe in the network that I'm on. I believe in the sponsors that I advertise. If the products don't work, I don't use them. That's as simple as I can tell you. You can go into a store and buy what I use and be confident that it'll do exactly what I say it'll do. Or I'll send them people's contract back to them and say, this is not going to work, because that's exactly what's happened in the past. I won't name names, but I use what I want to use, and it's not because I get paid big money. That's simple.
Well, nobody pays me the big bucks, and I'm okay with that. But I will tell you something. other than us both being good old boys from Texas, we have something else in common. And it's really just because you seem to be so satisfied with How Are Rifles on your show. Well, that led me to reach out to them, and bam, before you know it, How is the official rifle of my show as well. And I've got three rifles on the way. Cannot wait to get those things out in the field next week.
That's what I'm saying. It's good people, man. You will not meet a lot of bad people in the outdoor industry. There's bad people everywhere, but there's very few in our industry. They are uneducated, and that's what my goal is in life, is to educate all uneducated people about hunting. How a rifle will shoot with a gun that costs 10 times that price. We just did a show with Neil Davies from Hornady.
Mm-hmm.
Best ammunition on the planet. The dude shot an All-Dad straight away at about 525. Bang.
Amazing
uphill
shot.
Yeah. I mean, dude, we're talking about, you know, a gun that costs retail $500. I'm saying this. If you put a loophole scope on a Howler rifle and you feed it Hornady ammo, you got one of the most accurate rifles that can be bought. I am a custom rifle builder by trade. That's how I got into this business from the very start. Went to school for it at TSTC. I cannot build a rifle for $3,500 that'll outshoot a Howler. The days of me building guns and buying custom-built guns is over.
Right.
It's over. You get, I don't know if you knew this or not, but Academy Sports just bought a Big Man Signature rifle, which is a Howler 1500 bolt gun with a Hogue stock with that tan marbling-looking finish in a 25-06. That's my signature rifle.
Uh-huh.
They just bought 300 rifles from Legacy Sports.
Nice.
Lots of good things on the horizon. We finally got Oakley. I just made a deal with Glock. I just made a deal with Lewis Machine and Tool, which is the finest gas guns on the planet.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, dude, I thought I got excited about product coming in, but when this grenade launcher come in, I almost fainted.
I was actually going to ask you about that. So we can expect to see Big Man take an AR out in the field pretty soon.
Oh, my. Yeah, dude, be watching real close. I'm doing a predator and hog hunting extravaganza up in the south. And what we're going to do is we're going to do Georgia and we're going to do Florida. And we're going to do that night hunt, and we're getting all the cameras set up so you can see what I see. And I'm going to be shooting this. It's not a tracer ammo. There's a little bit more information coming on that, too. But you'll be able to see my bullets by that time. Let's just say that. And when I'm shooting Hornady ammo, dude, it's going to be bad. And I think I'm going to go ahead and get my Class 3 license so I can go fully auto.
Nice. That is awesome.
So you're welcome to come hunt with me anytime. And I'm going to tell you something. The biggest compliment that I get from fans is what I like about you is you're the same person right here that you are on TV. I was at Canton Saturday, seen this lady. I was talking to these people about this new bionic band little thing, you know, and they were showing me all this. And this guy was 3 aisles over, and he heard me talking. And he said, man, he said, I knew exactly who it was when I heard you talking. And he come over there. I introduced him to my wife. I sat there and talked to him for 20 minutes. And he said, you're just not like everybody else. I said, I don't know whoever, you know, set that bar of you can't come talk to me because I'm doing this right now. Dude, I mean, I'm around all the time. Email me. Hit me on Facebook. PigmanTV.com is my website. If you got any questions, this is my job. My job is to help you and help sportsmen be better educated about what goes on in the world of making outdoor television, because there has been a lot of myths and misconceptions. It is not hard. It's simple. Be yourself. Have strong people. Have good field producers. And I've got the best sponsors on the planet. That's all you got to have, man.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a win. Everybody wins.
And I definitely want to talk about the crew here in a minute, but we do have to take a break. You're good to stick around for another segment, though, right?
You bet, my friend.
Awesome. We'll be right back with more from the Pig Man, only on the Lone Star Outdoor Show.
Well, I like a full-bodied lager as much as next hard-working man. The taste of suds while dealing stud, I can surely understand. Chugger speedy, yes, indeed, it's nearly getting light. Well, it's time to switch to whiskey. We've been drinking beer all night.
Hey y'all, with deer season having come and gone, it's time to start thinking about spring turkey, and there's no place better to bag a big gobbler than McPherson 4M Ranch. We roost hundreds of turkeys in our dry riverbeds lined with tall oak trees. Hunts are $700 and includes your gobbler, lodging, meals, and guide service. Hunters also enjoy our nightly bonfires and five-star amenities. Visit McPherson4MRanch.com or call 210-822-2915. Also offering exotic hunts for axis deer, black buck, and antelope, go to McPherson4MRanch.com today. Hey outdoorsmen, it's that time of year again. The wind is changing and the temps are rising, so let's put away the camo and guns and get the tackle box ready. We all know that you're familiar with Game Guard, the official camo of the Lone Star State. Well, they're at it again, and now they're making a real difference in the fishing apparel industry. Game Guard is bringing that same commitment to quality and technical apparel to those guys and gals on the water. The comfortable vent-back shirt is offered in 10 great colors and performs like no other. Game Guard is Texas-based, family-owned, and committed to their loyal customers. Fishermen have many choices when it comes to outdoor apparel, and Game Guard is dedicated to earning your business. So be sure to ask for Game Guard at your local hunting or fishing retailer, or go to www.gameguard.net. Game Guard, the official outdoor apparel of the Lone Star Outdoor Show. Another Texas whitetail season is in the books, but that doesn't mean it's time to put down the bow or rifle. Located in Mason County's beautiful hill country, Star S Ranch offers world-class accommodations and the finest exotic hunting in North America. Offering hunts for axis, black buck, fallow deer, and audad, Star S Ranch even has super exotics such as sable, gemsbuck, and scimitar horned oryx. Visit star-s-ranch.com or call 830-285-8753 to book your hunt today. That's 830-285-8753.
I've been a hunting these woods since I was 7 years old. This shotgun was my granddad's, now it's mine to hold. I ain't never hurt no one except a turkey each year. And come Sunday morning, I'll be bending God's ear. Guns and religion. Religion and guns.
All right, great stuff there from Austin Cunningham, bringing us back from break here on the Lone Star Outdoor Show. Guns and Religions, the name of that one. Oh, this segment of the show is brought to you by the new Dodge Ram Outdoorsman and Howell Rifles. Now, if you're just joining us, we still have Brian the Pigman Quokka on the line, as he was nice enough to stick around through the break. Brian, let's talk a little bit about your crew now. Now, your old man Dap, as he's affectionately known, is a fan favorite. Is he the one who's responsible for you being the outdoorsman you are today?
Oh, yeah. No question. I've said it. I've been around, and I'm going to throw a few names around. I know some of the best hunters in the world. Bow hunting wise, just got a YouTube clip this morning from Tommy Hoffman on Archie Nesbitt's Bighorn Sheep in Alberta. Mm-hmm. And just that dude's an extreme nut, man. He holds like 150 world records. Tom Hoffman has shot the North American Slam with the bow like 3.5 times or something. Just insane. I'm going to tell you something. I've hunted with them all. I've been around them all. I have not hunted with Archie, but I've been around Archie and these guys at trade shows. My old man is the greatest hunter I know. It's that simple. He's a little unorthodox, but you put him on a piece of property, you tell him what animal you're looking for, he will find it. He will take trail cam pictures of it. That dude... I have professional trappers that trap where we are. My old man caught more pigs in one trap in about a month span than all the professional trappers together with 40 traps out. And that's the truth. Huh. He caught 86 pigs in 34 days in a trap. So I'm just saying, this dude is, he's like Davy Crockett. He's good-hearted. He's not. I got him back into bow hunting, but he taught me rifle shooting and long range rifle shooting, and he's an expert at that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you put a gun in his hands, and I give him a lot of crap on the show, but you know, in his later years here, it's full blown role reversal for me. I've got an 11-year-old son, JD, which I guess luckily has picked up his Dap's shooting skills and mine, and he's great. He's great on all them fronts, man. Mm-hmm. He can shoot a bow. If you watch the show, you know this child can shoot a gun like it's on fire.
Oh, yeah.
And he gets that from my dad, man. And you know what? My dad was not brought up to be an outdoorsman. He actually was raised in Pennsylvania, moved to Florida, moved back to Pennsylvania, and then come here when he was 17 years old to work.
Huh.
So met my mom when he was young, and he's been here ever since. But he's got some skills, man, that just out of this world. And I get my personality from him,
mm-hmm.
you know, but I'm in that full-blown role reversal. Like I said, I mean, it's like I got two 11-year-olds, one with the driver's license and my credit card, and that's dangerous.
I can say the same thing about my wife, but love you, honey. Now, what about Keith Rand? How'd you get in cahoots with him?
Oh, Keith, man, you know, my dad took Keith hunting. His dad, Ricky, wasn't, you know, really doing a lot of hunting back in them days, and So Keith was in school, you know, and he just said, "Hey, Tom, I want to go." And, you know, at the time, there's such an age difference between us. I'm about 4 years older than Keith.
Mm-hmm.
And I was doing my thing, and he was doing his thing. And my dad took him out to West Texas, and he really respects my dad. And, you know, and I guess that's kind of how it going. I kind of met him through my dad. And but Keith's turned out to be one hell of an asset. Finest businessman I know for a young man. He runs enough businesses that would take five people, normal people, to run. He is my marketing manager. I have Justin, which you know Justin. He's mm-hmm. my business manager. But anytime I do any contract negotiations or I make network deals or if we're talking monetary compensation at all, Keith Rand is, he's got the range 100% and he's in control of that. And a lot of times, you know, ultimately I have the final decision, but there's a lot of times that I throw it in Keith's lap and he always seems to make the right decision, you know, for down the road. And, I couldn't do what I do without him. He's got a lot of potential in hunting. He's not hunted as much as I have, but we're getting him there. And he's turned into be a hell of a bow hunter and just a great guy to have on the team. And he's a strong force on the show.
Well, all three of y'all look like you have a great time, and you obviously have wonderful chemistry. Let's talk about your taxidermy bill from last year. One of the guys from TexasBowHunter.com wanted me to ask you that. How much did you spend on mounts in 2010?
It ain't one there, Big Daddy. I'm lucky. In fact, I have Longbeard Taxidermy out of Illinois. Jeremy Priest, he's been on the show. Jeremy actually wanted to take one of my advertising spots, so we do a little trading out. But I can assure you that it would scare you to death if I told you.
Right on.
And here's the deal, man. I'm not one of these guys that's trying to build this trophy room so people can come in and they say, "Oh, man, look at what you've done."
Mm-hmm.
If it's a trophy to me at heart, I put in my time in Colorado. You probably seen that Colorado buck that I shot.
Mm-hmm.
That deer thrashed me, man. That deer is going to be a pedestal mount. I was going to do a full body on him. I messed the cape up when I started caping him, but I wished I'd have full bodied him. But here's the thing. I may mount a buck that scores 135 that I put my time into versus a deer that I killed that may be 200 inches. You know, and there's pigs that I hunt for months and months and months, and when I kill them, I'm going to mount them. I'm not a guy that mounts everything he shoots, but 80% of what I shoot, I mount.
Let's see, 80% of everything the pigman kills. That's a lot of mounts, man. Speaking of big boars, though, what's the largest one you've ever killed?
I've killed pigs close to 600 pounds. It's a legit wild pig. I've caught pigs off of people's property. You know, somebody that may have been put into the nursing home that had, had pigs and they tore out. And in one case in particular, that pig weighed 745 and we caught him, but we roped him and the whole deal. And I still have that tape, but I won't rut that tape out because that was a rodeo, Jack, I can tell you. We roped him. We had about four ropes on him and we finally got him down. But I shot him with a tranquilizer gun five times and I've been in the midst of some giant pigs, man. I really have. I've been really fortunate in my life.
Well, we do live in the premier pig hunting state in the Union, I tell you what.
No question.
Once again, we are visiting with Brian, the Pigman Kawaka, here on the Lone Star Outdoor Show this morning. And Brian, what's the longest shot you've made on an animal?
This would have been prior to my television career, about 1140 and a rangefinder.
Oh, man.
As a deer in Ozona, Texas, with a 3378 custom-built rifle that I built that weighed about 20 pounds. So that's not something that you do. I shot at the deer first, shot over him, shot at him again, shot under him, and in the third shot, I killed him. Huh. And that's the longest shot. Now, on camera, I would say probably 575, right at 600 yards, and, you know, straight across. I mean, I've flung some bullets out there, but you got to keep something in mind, man. I mean, we shoot the best products that you can get. And these guns shoot 2/10 at 100 yards. If you look at the Howell commercial, you see that little Axiom, or actually, it's the Blackhawk stock. It's an Axiom made, but it's actually the Talon, which has got a little different kick pad
mm-hmm.
and stock on it. And that gun, I can shoot 2-liter bottles with that gun at 550 yards. So I know what these guns do, and I shoot these guns, and I don't take a shot if I don't 100% know I can make it.
That's the ethical way to do it.
Now, old Keith pulled one off in Mexico last year at 645. from a dead rest on a doe, and I seen that myself. There was 10 witnesses. I would have never believed it, but I built a gun he shot it with, so I'm pretty sure that there wasn't a whole lot of skill involved in that, but I won't get started on beating up Keith yet today.
Oh, Keith, he's a good guy. He takes a beating.
He's wonderful, man. That dude is, I say, you know, you get a true friend every now and then in your lifetime. You don't get very many, and he's definitely one of them. He puts a lot of his stuff on the back burner to see that all my stuff moves forward. And but I tell you what, there is a lot to say about Keith and Justin, and I got to give it up to my wife. My wife puts up with a lot. I miss a lot of stuff with my son, but I try to make it up to him, you know, like during spring break and stuff when I'm home. But I got the best handlers in the world. Mm-hmm. You know, these guys have to kind of keep me maintained and keep me straight on course, because I'm short-fused at times, and I don't like to take a bunch from nobody. But these guys tell me, you know, when you got to shut it down and eat a little crow and do the thing. But main thing, and people know that I love my fans, and I'm, you know, I'm happy to do anytime you want us on the show. We're flattered to be asked to be on the show. And next time, maybe we can get old Keith and Dap on there, too, on a conference call.
Oh, now that would be a hoot, and something that we'll definitely look into. A couple more questions for you, though. When the cameras are off, what's your favorite way to hunt hogs? Spot and stalk, do you like to use dogs, or do you just want to hunt out of a tree stand?
I would say archery, and I definitely love to spot and stalk, but I tell you what, better than that, big, big hogs like I hunt, when I see a track or I can get a trail camera photo, I really like to go into a place and set up a ground blind or build a blind, you know, cut the trees, mm-hmm. build me a blind on the ground, and get these pigs baited and get them to coming in. And they're just like black bear coming in. They crack limbs and growl at each other, and killing a big boar on the square, knowing that the kind of nose they have for wind, you got, everything's got to be 100% right, and you got to make the shot perfect or you won't recover that animal. That would be my, I think, my most favorite.
And that's part of it, though. When you put in that blood and sweat, you know, that makes it so much sweeter when you do harvest that animal.
Oh, yeah. And I lose more than I win doing that, my friend.
No doubt, man. Well, Brian, thank you so much for your time this morning. And also, I want to say thanks for taking our servicemen and women on hunts as well. One of my favorite episodes is where you took the two wounded veterans from Fort Hood out to your ranch and let them stick a couple hogs. That was some good stuff.
There's going to be a lot more of that coming, bro.
Hey, I appreciate your time, man, and we'll touch base again sometime soon. I'm sure of that.
Oh, yeah. You just let me know, babe. We'll be there, man. I appreciate it. And check us out on PigmanTV.com. And, of course, my 9 o'clock time spot is the best spot on the Sportsman Channel. So Sportsman Channel is the home for us. Hunt, shoot, fish. Man, that's the way it is. And like I say, never hesitate to contact me, because this is what my job is.
All right, brother.
Take care, my friend.
Well, there he goes, the pig man himself. And I tell you what, he's a straight shooter, no doubt about that. Y'all be sure to set your DVRs Sunday nights, 9 o'clock on the Sportsman's Channel. Pigman the Series, it's a great show. Y'all need to check it out. We do have to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll be joined by one of my favorite singer-songwriters. It's the great Jamie Richards, coming up next only on the Lone Star Outdoors Show.
I think it's time for her to understand. Don't go expecting too much out of me. There's nothing more to me than what she sees. She'd be better off to leave me be. I'm a man who loves being free.
All right, y'all. Spring is here, temperatures are rising, and that means you need to be thinking about your air conditioning unit. It's time you gave Texas Air Masters a call. If it's not the best service you've ever had, it's free. They've got an A rating with the Better Business Bureau and Angie's List. Texas Air Masters offers a $19 service call anytime. They're open 365 days a year, 24 hours a day. Give them a call at 210-693-7651 or check them out at texasairmasters.com. Also, they provide free service calls for all of our servicemen and women. Law enforcement, fire department, and of course, military. They're taking care of the good guys. That's right, Texas Air Masters, your air conditioning company.
Prusky's Meat Market and Wild Game Processing is South Texas' premier wild game processor. USDA inspected and approved. They offer choice and certified Angus beef steaks, custom cut however you want. Prusky's also has fresh MSG and nitrate-free sausage, custom smoked hams, ham bacon, and bacon. Visit www.pruskysmarket.com or call 210-649-2151. Pruskies, from our smokehouse to your house. Quality you remember with the service you deserve.
Lehman H Feeders has been making the highest quality feeder for 45 years, and it takes 45 years to get 45 years of experience. Manufactured in Texas, we offer feeders for deer, quail, fish, pets, and livestock, and even songbirds. Some of our feeders are still operating in the field after 40 years of use. Makers of the trusted Blind Buddy and Blind Buddy Jr., our feeders are the most durable and user-friendly on the market. Visit www.lehmanhfeeders.com because life's too short to buy a cheap feeder. That's lehmanhfeeders.com.
Listen up, y'all. The Wild Hog Explosion is coming to Bandera, Texas this March 18th and 19th. Festivities include the Wild Hog Catch, DTBA Barbecue Cook-Off, Bicycle Rodeo, Arts and Crafts, and of course the All-Bike Rally at Poker Run. It's the one-of-a-kind Wild Hog Explosion, March 18th and 19th in Bandera. Visit wildhogexplosion.com or call 803-796-4447 today. It's Wild Hog Explosion. It's the event you don't want to miss. Check out the Wild Hog Explosion at wildhogexplosion.com.
Hey outdoorsmen, it's that time of year again. The wind is changing and the temps are rising, so let's put away the camo and guns and get the tackle box ready. We all know that you're familiar with Game Guard, the official camo of the Lone Star State. Well, they're at it again, and now they're making a real difference in the fishing apparel industry. Game Guard is bringing that same commitment to quality and technical apparel to those guys and gals on the water. The comfortable vent-back shirt is offered in 10 great colors and performs like no other. Game Guard is Texas-based, family-owned, and committed to their loyal customers. Fishermen have many choices when it comes to outdoor apparel, and Game Guard is dedicated to earning your business. So be sure to ask for Game Guard at your local hunting or fishing retailer, or go to www.gameguard.net. Game Guard, the official outdoor apparel of the Lone Star Outdoor Show.
This ain't a whiskey night. I won't be tight, and I'll go home. Going down a dead end road, I lost my way.
One of my favorite singer-songwriters, that is the great Jamie Richards, bringing us back from break here on the Lone Star Outdoor Show this morning. I'm your host, Cable Smith. Well, we are really up against the clock here, so I better go ahead and bring on my next guest, who just happens to be one of my favorite singer-songwriters, Jamie Richards.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you having me.
Well, it's my pleasure. I am a big fan of your music, and just am thrilled to have you on this morning.
Yeah, man.
And I understand that you're actually driving the tour bus right now.
Yeah, I am. We're headed out of town, and about, I guess, maybe half the time I'm behind the wheel. I kind of enjoy it, you know.
Right on, man. There's something about just hitting the open road.
I haven't ran over anybody, so we're all good. Yeah.
Well, man, you've got some cool stuff going on right now, including you're up for a couple of very nice awards, Male Vocalist of the Year and Songwriter of the Year for the Texas Regional Radio Music Awards Show. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, it's a new awards. They just started this year, I think, primarily started by the Texas Regional Radio Report. And it's a fan-voted award show, and you just go online and vote. And I think they've got me down to about... the last, like 10 in each category, I think, is left. So made it to the second or third round, I think. So pretty excited about it. I mean, it's a big honor to be nominated for anything. And I really take a lot of pride in my songwriting. So it's always good to be nominated for something like that. Be real proud to win that.
No doubt. And all your fans can be sure to vote for you at your website, jamierichardsband.com. Jamie, it's been about a year since you released your last record, Sideways, which is a great record, by the way.
Thank you. Well, I think it was last April, and, it's my fourth album, and I feel like that I kind of got a good look at me, I think, in this record. I think that out of the first four I've done, seems to me, I'm kind of a, I guess everybody always likes your latest single, but I mean, latest CD, but I think we got to, it's really hard sometimes to capture what you feel like is you. When you get in the studio, even though you got the songs and you've got the players and everybody there, sometimes you still don't capture really the essence of what you're trying to get. Sometimes it's hard to, but I think that we did on this record. I think there's a few songs on it that really capture who I am as an artist, so I'm real proud of it.
Wow, well, it's definitely a great record and one that you deserve to be proud of, but I do have to tell you, man, one of my favorite songs to pop in and just hit the open road to this day is still Drive. It doesn't get any better than that.
Well, thank you, man. Well, I wrote that song and also Last Call and Back to Being Me and some others with a guy named Wade Battle. And Wade is working with Jamie Johnson, playing guitar for him and writing some of his songs with him and stuff. So he and I wrote these songs a few years back, and kind of just hit it off pretty well there for a couple years writing. And then some of these songs, like Drive, for instance, came with him. And, he's a good writer, and we kind of clicked on the – of course, Last Call has probably been our biggest record we've had as far as the songs that people want to hear and you know, kind of relate to. I hear that a lot about Last Call, you know, very relatable song to people.
Well, that's because everybody's been there a time or two, man. And really the same thing holds true for this Ain't No Whiskey Night.
I had a guy drive my bus at the time, and that was kind of – he had the idea for the song, but he's not really a songwriter. So I said, well, I like that. I said, let me see what I can do. So I went back in the bus and under Winter Texarkana, and I wrote that song before show, and thought it was pretty good. You know, I'm real proud of it, and it came out really well. And that has become a lot of people's favorite song that we do.
Well, you know, there's just so many good ones, man. It's like picking your favorite kid, you know?
Well, thank you, man. I appreciate you saying that.
Oh, you bet, man. And, you know, we've talked a little bit about music, but let's shift gears now and talk about something else you're really passionate about. And that is bass fishing.
Yeah, man. I still live in Oklahoma. I live. I actually just recently bought my dad's old house and farm. I didn't buy, you know, all of it, but I've got about 20 acres in the house there, and which is enough room to jump around in for sure. And anyway, we got a couple of ponds on there, or tanks, whatever you want to call it. And I grew up, you know, and we're also about an eighth of a mile from Shawnee Lake, which is was a pretty good crappie and bass lake. And I grew up just fishing constantly, you know, every day I could. You know, I really, really huge, love to fish. I mean, as a kid and even up until now, I still go as much as I can. I love it. I love the plastic worm and the spinner bait in the springtime. I mean, it's just, I love topwater too. I mean, I fish Texoma Lake quite a bit also. And I just love the whole bass fishing concept. You know, it's just great.
Do you have a boat these days?
I have had boats. I don't have one at the time. And that's why, you know, I still go and fish, some ponds and you know, just walk around and just chunk it, and that's a good time to me right there.
You and me both, man.
I have had a tube that I float in. You know, I did that for several years too, which is, I don't know if you've ever done any tube fishing, but it's sure a good way to get up right in the big middle of it. You know, I remember I caught a bass, biggest bass I think I ever caught out of a tube was probably about 7.5 pounds. Pretty nice fish, and it was a struggle getting him in that tube. It's amazing how strong one of those 7.5 pound bass can be. You know, pull me around a little bit, so pretty neat.
So 7.5 pounder tube fishing. Now, is that your personal best?
I probably caught maybe one a little over 8, but that's about it for me. I have never got the big huge, and I haven't been down fishing in Florida or anywhere. You know, these are just little places around Oklahoma, you know, ponds mostly that I fished. I mean, I know there's some big fish in Oklahoma for sure, but that's a pretty nice fish, you know, really for Oklahoma farm pond.
Well, that's a nice fish anywhere, man. It's bigger than anything I've ever caught, that's for sure. Jamie, what about hunting? Do you have a chance to get in the woods very often?
I think I've been deer hunting one time in my life. You know, I don't know why. I just never got into that too much. I think I could. You know, I get invited a whole lot from people down in Texas to go, and I'm going to start doing some of that. You know, I did grow up doing quite a bit of, you know, quail hunting around Oklahoma. My brother had, you know, some pointers, and we'd take them out. And I'd go to Nebraska once a year and go pheasant hunt. So I have done some hunting, but it's been a while. Yeah, we used to go up to McCook, Nebraska, opening, I think it's the first Saturday in November. Seems like about 12, 13 of us get in a three or four trucks and go up there and go hunting. So stay in the same hotel every year. And those Nebraska people didn't love Oklahoma people very much, but we got in there and got to know some of those farmers. And they had, you know, huge amounts of land, and we'd done a lot of pheasant hunting, which was a good memory for me.
Yeah, man, it is tough to beat a good pheasant hunt. And I tell you what, those memories will last you a lifetime. I'm looking at your schedule here. You're going to be in Bandera on the 19th. And then on April 1st, you're playing in Fort Worth. Y'all can check out more tour dates at jamierichardsband.com. Jamie, it's been a real pleasure getting to know you this morning, and thank you so much for your time.
Hey, buddy, I appreciate you so much. Thanks for having me.
We'll do it again.
Thank you, man.
Take care.
All right, bud.
Man, what a nice guy Jamie turned out to be. Not that I really expected anything else, but really enjoyed visiting with him. Thanks to our other guests this morning as well, Mike McKinney from WTHO, and of course, Brian Pigman Kawaka. Next week, we've got Angie Becker from Tioga Retrievers as we get a progress report on my little 8-month-old girl, Belle. She's spending 3 months out there at Tioga Retrievers, and we'll check in with Angie once a month. Also, we've got Mark Jones of the Lone Star Series and Oakley Big Bass Tour, and Barrett McClendon of Denton, Texas. He was the winner of our 3-month-long contest where we gave away a full-body Bobcat mount, compliments of GR8 mounts. Barrett's archery bobcat was the winner, and we'll get him to tell the story of that hunt. So lots of great stuff coming up next week. Thanks to all of our sponsors for making this show possible. Thanks to you, the listener, for being a part of the Lone Star Outdoor Show. Until next time, I'm Cable Smith saying y'all have a great week in the outdoors.
When the band plays their last song.